From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Strapped with a car battery boasting a 315-mile range, Tesla says the new ludicrous P100D will be the fastest car in the world. Will it? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Tesla said it's offering electric vehicles a brand new battery which can go up to 350 miles on a charge. This is the first time any major car maker has offered that much electric range in a vehicle. The company unraveled new versions of its Model S sedan and Model X SUV. The upgrade will allow the car company to sell a P100 version of those two vehicles with Tesla's much-hyped ludicrous mode. Joining us now is John Stoll, auto editor for the Wall Street Journal based in Detroit. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. So this new battery pack, does this basically set the stage for the new Model S P100D to be the fastest car ever made, point blank?
Not the fastest car ever made, by any means. I mean, there are much faster cars on the racing circuits that are not considered sort of for sale, are powered by all sorts of fuels. And there are also some cars in history made by the Germans, the Italians, that were faster but much more expensive. The point that Tesla is making is they've pulled something off with the electric car that should, you know, make the world take notice. Tesla's point is we've made it really, really, really fast, and they call it ludicrous mode, and it's called that for a reason.
Okay, absolutely. Now, does this just further highlight how Tesla's emerging as a leader in the auto industry when it comes to developing electric car battery technology?
It definitely shows the amount of aggression and investment that they're putting into the battery research and how much they're trying to squeeze out of batteries in a very short amount of time. I mean, I think this was a few years ago probably thought of as something that couldn't be done this quickly, and I'm not saying that Tesla has done the incredible supernatural here. I'm just saying, like, the speed with which they've been able to develop this on a shoestring budget with a lot of different priorities as a company is impressive. It is their business. They do need to make they have no other business, electric vehicles, as far as being automaker is concerned, so they do need to make their cars range go further and make them more powerful. It is in their interest to do that, and so this is part of the game. You'd expect the company to, particularly when range and range anxiety is so prevalent in the discussion about electric vehicles, it is incumbent upon the company that's come to represent electric vehicles to do everything they can to get more range out of their vehicles.
Right, right, because there was that so-called rage anxiety. There was a lot of fear about that, and I guess that this new benchmark, you know, allays those fears.
Yeah, and there still will be. I mean, you can't just go endless miles. You know, you're capped. And really, 315 miles is a great benchmark, and it's a great number. But realistically, to get 315 miles out of your Model S, you've got to drive very conservatively. You've got to do something that kind of borders on what's called hypermiling. Mm-hmm. So you can't drive the car aggressively. You can't drive it under normal driving conditions. There are certain things you're going to have to do to preserve that battery life to get that optimum performance. 315 is a big number. It's an important number. It breaks an important barrier of 300 miles on a charge. But still, you do have to find a charging station. You do have to spend the amount of time to get the car charged up again when gasoline, diesel, and you know, the more conventionally powered vehicles still are as easy as finding the gas station, filling it up, and going your next 300 miles with relatively little pain.
Right, right. And speaking to the types of concerns that arise, is there a concern that the more energy dense a battery pack is, that there's a higher risk that there could be a fire if there's an accident, things like that? Is that coming into play in any way?
I think when you're pushing the limits of the technology, there are all kinds of concerns about, you know, durability and safety. Yes. Mm-hmm. Specifically, not being a battery expert, it's hard for me to say. I think Tesla's taken, as have other EV makers and other battery makers, have taken great caution in how quickly they push the envelope here so that they aren't going beyond what the chemistry will allow them to do. And I think much of the concern about the safety and sort of, worthiness of a battery has been answered by the durability that we've seen in the EVs over the last 2 years. So yesterday on a conference call, Elon Musk and some of his chief lieutenants did go through great pains to talk about what they've done to make sure that they're not pushing the limit. They're not going too far. One thing they are doing, and part of this is just a figment of where the company is right now in its development, but one thing they are doing is limiting production to about 200 batteries per week, which is relatively low for what Tesla's capable of on a full output. Mm-hmm. So they're not building as many as they can because they physically just can't do that at the moment. It is a very complex manufacturing endeavor to get this much density out of the batteries that they're currently producing.
So ultimately, will this milestone help set the bar for what customers will expect from other automakers like GM, Ford, Nissan, and the like?
I think you're going to get different stages. I think some customers will say, I drive a few hundred miles a week. I don't mind charging. Mm-hmm. I don't need that much power. Therefore, I won't pay for that much range. Others who do have the resources and do have the interest and want to go all electric, this may entice them to get in the game a little bit sooner if more mainstream automakers can now provide this. I'd look for still the luxury automakers to be at the forefront of when it comes to range, because somebody does need to pay for this stuff. You can't,
right?
Batteries are exponentially more expensive per mile driven when it comes to the technology versus a conventional combustion engine. So this is where the luxury makers, Porsche, for instance, Aston Martin, Volvo, some of these other automakers that are more able to command higher prices are able to do that. I think when it comes to the entry level, Tesla, General Motors, others are going to be more around the 200 to 250 mark. GM, for instance, has defined that as kind of the lowest point at which it's acceptable. That's where range anxiety does kind of begin to fade away at the 200 miles because of the driving patterns of Americans and how long they do drive every day and every week and how long they'd have to charge. So 200 is still a pretty fair bogey. It raises the stakes for everybody when, the company that everybody affiliates with, electrics, gets more mileage, but that's just, this is still a $130,000 car. So
right.
I think most people are going to put that into context.
Right. Very interesting. Thanks very much for the insight. John Stoll, thanks for joining the podcast.
Anytime.
That will wrap up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For more, you can always check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.